Renovo Seed is proud to sponsor Northern Ag Network On Demand. The Renovo team is focused on enriching land and lives by offering over 1,200 species of seed for any farmer ranch operations needs. Learn more at renovoseed.com. Good morning, Coulter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our Morning Market Report. Well, we had the opportunity last week to attend the Molson Coors Barley Field Day near Bighorn at Strecker Farms. A really great turnout with nearly 200 people in attendance. The event did start out with a dour tone, though, as about an hour before, a hailstorm ripped through, damaging a fair amount of crop. Mike Killen, agronomist for Molson Coors and Huntley, provided us with a crop update and said the barley crop is off to a strong start this year, making the hail over the past week all the more disappointing for growers.
We do have an excellent crop. We got off to an early start. Conditions were dry at planting and growers just pounded it in. We had good growing weather, some timely rains and some cooler temperatures, which barley likes. Mother Nature decided to throw a little hail our way, but we'll work through it. We've got to assess how much damage was done and how many acres were affected, but we still have an awful lot of really good barley out there.
Shane Strecker, whose family hosted the event, told us about the valuable relationship growers have with Molson Coors and how important malt barley is to farmers in South Central Montana.
We started raising barley for Coors back in 1992 was our first year, and it has been such a vital crop, not only for us, but up and down Yellowstone Valley, Clarks Fork Valley, Bighorn County. It's been a great crop for all of us. I mean, it's temperamental. I mean, you have to meet grade, but it's helped all of us stay in business, malt barley.
At the event, Molson Coors recognized Strecker Farms with their Top Partner Award, and we want to send out a special congratulations to the Streckers, who this year are celebrating their 50th year. Well, in South Dakota, a group of citizens calling for a referendum on Senate Bill 201 turned in 28,000 signatures last week, over 10,000 more than were needed. SB 201 was touted as a landowner bill of rights, but opponents say the bill removes local control over placement of carbon pipelines and authorizes counties to tax pipelines up to $1 per foot.
From the beginning, we've worked closely with farmers. BNSF's ties to the agricultural community go back 175 years. Together, we've innovated to make the U.S. agriculture supply chain one of the most efficient and productive in the world. Our strong relationship powers BNSF still today and helps us move the nation like no one else can. At BNSF, we move the nation for you.
Cattle Country Video will host the High Plains Showcase video sale from Laramie, Wyoming on Tuesday, July 2nd at 9 a.m. The sale will be held at the UW Marion Rochelle Gateway Center, offering just over 31,000 head, 28,000 head of yearling steers and heifers with 2,200 calves and 110 bred heifers. View the sale and bid online at Cattle USA, and the sale will be broadcast live on YouTube. That's Tuesday, July 2nd for the High Plains Showcase video sale. For more, visit cattlecountryvideo.com. Late last week, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Chevron Doctrine, which the American Farm Bureau says is good news for farmers and ranchers. Travis Cushman, Deputy General Counsel for Farm Bureau, says the most important takeaway from the case is a restored balance of power at the federal level.
Agencies will no longer be able to say how much power they have. What previously happened is courts would defer to agencies for an agency's interpretation of its power. And after this decision, courts will now be the ones to decide that. So many regulations that we believe that whether it's USDA, EPA, labor, push the bounds of what Congress intended. And this will force those agencies to really evaluate how much authority they have and allow us to challenge them when they've gone too far.
Well, USDA released their June acreage report Friday and really surprised the market, calling corn acres a million more than was expected and wheat acres below what was anticipated. For our region, USDA says Montana farmers planted 1.95 million acres of winter wheat, up slightly from last year. Spring wheat acres at 2.45 million were down 9%. Durham, though, 25% higher at 880,000. Barley plantings were just over a million acres, down 14%. In North Dakota, barley acres were down 48% at just 360,000. Spring wheat up only 50,000 acres at 5.6 million, and Durham up 25% at 1.2 million. And for South Dakota, winter wheat acres were down 50,000 at 870, spring wheat down 20,000 acres at 720,000.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson with Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We just concluded a great early summer special with over 24,000 cattle, record-breaking prices. Our next sale is a summertime classic, July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. If you'd like to be part of that sale, get a hold of us before July 5th to be part of that catalog. We can do the filming anytime over the first part of July. Get a hold of us before July 5th. Go to northernlivestockvideo.com or call 866-616-5035.
The month of June saw plenty of volatility in the cattle futures, but turned out pretty positive by the end. The feeder market slipped a little at the end of last week, but still added $3 in June. Live cattle the big winners, though, adding $7 for the month, helping feedlot margins to close in on $500 per head. Feedlots also getting a lot of help from corn futures trading at contract lows. Now, the cash market couldn't quite hold on to the big gains we were seeing early last week, but still finished a few dollars stronger. Live trade ranging 188 up to 200 and dress deals 310 to 317. In the futures Friday, August live cattle fell $1.02 to 185.42, October 87 cents lower at 184.87. The August feeder cattle dropped $1.35 to 259.30, September down $1.75 at 259.65. Very good demand for weigh-up cows at Billings Live last week, with additional packer buyers in the market, and that pushed the bigger cows $6 to $9 higher. A lot of those cows selling from 140 to 154, lean cows 133 to 140, bulls sold primarily 153 to 174 with a top of 190, and still some good prices for the young cow-calf pairs, bringing 2850 up to 3300. Just when it looked like the wheat was ready for a rally, it gets pulled back down. Especially disappointing because wheat acres for 2024 were less than anticipated in the USDA report. Should have been bullish, but the corn sell-off spilled over to wheat. Didn't help that both corn and wheat stocks are up 22 to 23% from last year, the highest wheat supplies in 3 years. Corn stole all the headlines Friday, though, dropping 16 cents on the July contract to 397. That is a new low. KC Hard Red Winter Wheat for July fell 4.5 cents to 587, September at 586 down 10.5. Spring wheat for July did add 2.25 to 613, September finished at 613, that was down a nickel. July Chicago wheat 6.25 lower at 553, September down 6 at 573, and soybeans for July finishing 1.75 lower at 1150. Thanks for joining us for this morning's Market Report. I'm Coulter Brown, Northern Ag Network.